From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 11th day of March 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Once again, the weather dominates the top of the news as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook that will start on Wednesday, March the 12th, and extend to Monday, March the 17th for eastern Catskills, the greater capital region, Hudson Valley, Greene, and Columbia counties. A storm system will impact the region on Wednesday and Wednesday night, bringing rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow to the area. The rain could be heavy at times on Wednesday. It does not appear that river flooding is likely at this time. However, localized poor drainage flooding is possible. Colder air will work its way through the area on Wednesday evening, causing the rain to change to snow, with a period of sleet and or freezing rain possible on Wednesday night. For today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain mainly after 8 a.m., with a high near 41 degrees. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch are possible. For Wednesday night, rain before 1 a.m., then snow, with a low around 18 degrees. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here's what in the local news. Jordan Carlillo Evangelist is reporting in the Times Union that Greene County was ranked near the bottom of State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's list of places with affordable rents in the state of New York. In 2012, according to an analysis conducted by DiNapoli's office, more than 57% of Greene County renters paid housing costs in excess of 30% of their income. That is the federal benchmark for affordable housing. Three other Hudson Valley counties, Ulster, Rockland, and Orange, ranked near the bottom as well. Columbia County fared far better, ranking sixth in rental affordability statewide. Overall, the number of rental households living beyond affordability statewide jumped more than 50% between the year 2000 and 2012. The analysis found that the trend was fueled by declining household incomes and rising costs. The rankings are based on a combination of local incomes and housing costs culled from census data. That is a story that you will find in the Times Union. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that a proposal to turn the former Dunn Warehouse into an aquarium history museum was presented to the Hudson Common Council on Monday, March the 10th. The fate of the warehouse, located on Water Street across from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park and near the Amtrak station in Basilica Hudson, has been the focus of discussion among city officials. The proposal for the creation of a multi-use space with education at the core is the work of the group Hudson Praxis. The main coordinators of the project are Damara Stolfo, bar manager for the Helsinki Hudson, and Sarah Dibben, chef and co-owner of Swallow Cafe. Council President Don Moore said the project could be very useful as an anchor for that area of the city. Stolfo told the council the group has established an online fundraiser to raise money for a feasibility study. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. Finally, William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has secured agreements governing how Ricky Kramer Field will be shared among three baseball programs. American Legion members have agreed to work with the Catskill Little League to prepare the field for the Catskill High School season that begins the end of the month. Little League President Adam Davies said there was some confusion over who was responsible for what last year. In a letter to the town board, Legion officials said they would prepare the field in advance of the high school season. Catskill High School Athletic Director Bruce Schmidt said he hoped the snow would be gone before teams need the field for games. He said he could almost guarantee the snow would be gone by April 2nd. The high school's varsity and junior varsity team will have 9 home games each, and the modified team will play 7 home games this year. So our weather forecast for today is partly sunny with a high near 49 degrees, and for tonight, cloudy with a low around 34. There is a hazardous weather outlook for our area, which will extend from Wednesday, March the 12th through Monday, March the 17th. As for the long-range forecast, Wednesday there'll be rain mainly after 8 a.m. with a temperature high near 41 degrees. Wednesday night, more rain before 1 a.m., then snow with a low around 18. On Thursday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 26. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 8. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:12 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:57 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 11th day of March 2014. Stay tuned to WGXC for updates on the weather. And don't forget, this is our Radio On Fund Drive period, where we depend on you to make contributions to our station to keep us on the air. You can do that online at WGXC.org/donate, or you can give us a call at 518-828-0290. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.